This week's parasha, Parashas Tazria, Kapitel Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, Adam, Ki Yeh Be'or B'Sara Yisa Eis, Yisa Pachas, Yisa Heres, V'Hoya Be'or B'Sara L'Nega Tzeras. So you have a man, Adam. What's Adam? Adam is a man, a person, who's going to have one of these afflictions upon him. And he will be brought. That's what the whole Seder is. It was to receive some time that Klal Yisrael was echad to the Torah. The Geulas HaNefesh and receiving Torah applied to all of Klal Yisrael. Perhaps now we can have a better understanding of the need for the four sons. Klal Yisrael is made up of all different types. There are those who are righteous. There are those who are not. There are those who are scared to ask. And there are those who are ignorant. Klal Yisrael as a whole taken out of Mitzrayim. Men, women, and children were all redeemed and given the Torah HaKadosh. The receiving of the Torah is what made Klal Yisrael into a cohesive nation. The Gemara Pasuk in Shmoy says, V'idatem ki ani Hashem, the night of Yitzi in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that He treats us with rachem because we are His children. We keep the children awake for this monumental mitzvah since they too leave Mitzrayim every year on the night of Pesach. We are all children of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's a Rasha, but the Rasha is asking questions he doesn't know, he doesn't mean to. He's also taken out of Mitzrayim. We're one cohesive unit. We have to show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam we want. We have to show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam we care. I was just at a wedding a short while ago, and there was a little David Shlita was there. And a bracha comes over to him. He just came back from Eretz Yisrael, apparently. And a little David asks him, he says, so did you get a one-way ticket here? Two-way tickets. In other words, did you come back to America now and you're staying? Or are you going back to Eretz Yisrael? So the bracha says, no, it's a one-way ticket. I'm here. So a little David asks him, so, do you have a shtickle prepared? In other words, do you have a shtickle tayr prepared? You're going to get into yeshiva over here. You have to go to get tested. You're going to ask you to say over shtickle tayr. Let's see that you know how you know something. So he says, I said no. The whole day says, you don't have anything to say? He says, no, of course I have what to say. Of course I can say over there. I shouldn't prepare a shtickle. Yeah, I'll do it. It'll take me a few minutes. The whole day says, you know, you remind me of a story. He says, the great Lutzfischer Rabbonim, there was a couple of them, they were sitting and learning, and the Cossacks came in, and they said, we're killing you guys. We're killing you. But, do you have any last request? So the Lutzfischer Rav says, yes. Says, what's your request? I just need 20 minutes. 20 minutes, you can kill me. Just give me 20 minutes. So the Cossack asks, what do you need 20 minutes for? What are you going to do in 20 minutes? He says, you don't understand. I'm in the middle of learning a Shver Rambam. I don't understand what the Rambam is saying. I can't die not knowing understanding this Rambam. Well, give me 20 minutes, and I'm going to get the Rambam, and then you can kill me. Hill David said, you know what the godless in the story is? Number one, obviously, that he was able to have the frame of mind that the Akwasek comes in and says, I'm going to kill you, and he says, I want to finish this Rambam. But more than that, he says, much greater than that, is that this guy had this Rav, he had Siyata Vishmaya, then in 20 minutes he's going to understand the Rambam. Shrei Rambam, 20 minutes, that's all he needs. Meichatesi, who says? Maybe it'll take him hours and hours. Every Rambam, you're just going to get in 20 minutes. He's telling this Bacha. You show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam you care, no matter what you want, the Rambam says, yeah, I'll get a shtickle tayra, no big deal. He says, you make it sound like it's nothing. You reminded me of the story. What does that mean? If you show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam you care, we're all children of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We left Mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, sometimes he sends us tests. He's giving us opportunity to get schar. That's what it's all about. We have to take the opportunity. Pesach coming. We have to prepare ourselves and show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we understand that we're his children. And we're going to try to live up to it. Have a good Shabbos.